This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Yesterday it was IBM reporting earnings well below what analysts had expected. This morning it was Coca-Cola and McDonald's, the world's largest restaurant chain. Its profit fell by 30% last quarter. The earnings report comes on the heels of a food safety scandal in China where McDonald's suppliers reportedly sold expired meat to stores. But as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports, Mickey D's biggest problems are a little closer to home.
Sales were down significantly in Asia, and the company upped spending on marketing to reassure customers that its food was safe. But the bigger threat to McDonald's is the drop in U.S. and European sales, says Sarah Senator, a senior research analyst at Sanford Bernstein.
Same-store sales, which is the measure that we look at first to detect the health of the business, declined pretty meaningfully in both regions.
Analyst Howard Penny attributes much of McDonald's sales slump to McCafé, the company's rebranding of the old-fashioned hamburger stand into something more Parisian, shall we say.
They over-indexed themselves to beverages in McCafé, and that really changed the structure of the business and complicated the back of the house, and that's really still causing them a lot of pain.
CEO Don Thompson acknowledged the company's troubles in the U.S. and Asia and also blamed the drop in the share price on a higher effective tax rate. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.